Before Medicare Part D even became law, some elderly advocacy groups like the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans anticipated problems. Now that the new drug benefit has started, the group's president, Leon Brzezinski, says some seniors are finding that prices for medication are not as good as hoped.
There's no provision to negotiate the prices of the drugs under this program, which the government already does through the VA. So
Brzezinski anticipates seniors will have more problems in the future under the federal program. That's because the drug benefit stops at $2,250. The so-called donut hole is a period when the consumer has to pay for pills on their own until the prescription drug benefit resumes. So far, most complaints have been from seniors who can't get some prescriptions paid for after being switched from Medicaid to Medicare. Pharmacists have also reported elderly customers having trouble because all their sign-up information wasn't in pharmacy computers. Douglas O'Brien is the Midwest Director for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
There are going to be some problems that individual beneficiaries run into. The important thing here is that every day, Part D is covering about 40,000 prescriptions every hour.
O'Brien says the federal government is working on its Medicare database. He anticipates more information on beneficiaries will be in pharmacy computers within the next couple days. The Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans says the law is still confusing and wants the deadline for sign-up extended. These and other changes in the Medicare law will be discussed at town meetings across Wisconsin. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.